I am thrilled you joined us today at A View Beyond the Ordinary. I'm Jolene Lenz, your host, and this is where we explore those divine encounters, meet some courageous souls who share their stories with the goal of helping us pursue our own bliss or dream. Please be sure to subscribe to the podcast and listen through Spotify, Apple iTunes, or one of your favorite podcast apps. And let's get started and tune in. Jane Pinto is our guest today. Jane's an entrepreneurial business leader, visionary, and founder of several very successful organizations. And Jane, we'd like to welcome you here today. We're grateful that you are joining us, and I would love to dive in to what inner calling you pursued and why.
Thank you so much for having me, Jolene. And I appreciate this work that you're doing deeply. Thank you. What a great first question. it's been a journey of an inner calling, and it's become more sacredly clear through the years. But I started as a little girl as a visionary, and there's no question that that is just who I am, and part of it's just my DNA. It's my soul. It's my soul's path. But it was always connected to doing well by doing good. And even from a small child, and I thank my mom for that, because she really taught us that we cannot be on this earth without making sure that we're gifting every single part of ourselves at all times. And so that really leads me into the thought of, our gifts change through the years. I'm 61 now. What I had to give when I was 40 or 30 or 50 was different. But it's always been a journey to find out truly who I am, how can I serve, and what can I do with the visions that I've really been so blessed to be a visionary and an entrepreneur. What can I do with that will actually truly change someone, something, some part of the world? And, my vision used to be, I want to change the world. And now I know I just have to do my collective part to make it more beautiful, more happy, more well. And so I've gone from starting companies with incredible people that did it with me and walked with me. Some were very successful. Some we don't know yet. Some, started during the pandemic. First Crop was the CBD company that you know of, Jolene. And that's with an amazing group of people. And that is very mission-based in Mother Earth. And what can we do to really look at everything matters, every single thing matters that we do say, it has an effect, a cause-effect consequence on someone or something. And that's been my life, working with teams, creating cultures of loving care, courageous communication. I believe the truth will set you free. That is actually from the Bible. And I'm spiritual and not religious, but I love religion and I study it. And that is one of the most profound statements that I've ever heard. And it's been a mantra in my life. And so I just keep looking, what is the truth today for me? And how do I serve the world? And I'm in that last chapter of being, I think it's the most courageous, actually. I've been asked to step into a calling for divine love, and what can I do, and what can we all do together to change the trajectory the world is on, humankind and the planet, and start walking into much more light altogether.
Incredible, Jane. You have, I loved, and did you just say courageous communication?
I did. That was a term that we developed in a real estate company my husband and I started with a beautiful man, Rich, years ago. We just said, look, we have to have courageous communication if we're going to have a culture of love and care, because if we don't courageously communicate, say what you mean and don't say it mean to each other, we can't know how to best hold each other and how to resolve any kind of conflict. So we set up a term, and it was a promise. It was more than words. It was a promise to each other. And I've used courageous communication in every company that I have been a part of. And it's been an amazing thing to watch people step in and commit to a conversation of courageous communication and really stand in it and be respectful and dignified. And it's really a beautiful thing.
I love that. That is one of the, I just wrote that down. That's a great one, Jane. And the truth sets us free. And you have been, you said, on a mission now to really, your focus is divine love. And what, I don't believe it gets any greater a purpose than that. Can you tell us a bit more about what that is going to entail?
Well, yes. And it's both and. Yes, I can tell you all I know. And then there's a lot of this that is coming through and is being delivered from really sacred places. And I just have to keep my heart open and stay extremely brave and bold and listen. And I bring forward what I hear. And it's a lot of it is beyond my understanding, but I do know what I've been asked to do and what I've been called to do, at least up until this moment, which is called the Rose Circle. And it's a sacred media platform where we will offer a place where we can cherish and be devoted to the Divine Mother in all of her forms. The world needs the Holy Father and the Divine Mother, regardless of what your religion is. I'm talking about a boundless place of spiritual divine love where we work to heal all of these divides together. And if we don't do that, then we will watch more and more and more pain and suffering. Obviously, there's always hope and there's always beauty. And I am someone who holds on to that and believes in the miraculous, benevolent universe beyond. I really believe in that. But we are in a place where we're going to have to heal some of these divides that have actually built concrete walls between us. And we have to open our hearts to one another and start to truly heal and become one humankind all together. And that's humanity for humanity. And there'll be a public fund that goes along with the Rose Circle called Rose Gold. And that'll be, we're forming that right now. And that is sacred economies to go forward, a spiritual way to hold money and share money and grow money. Everyone deserves abundance, but how do we get to a place where enoughness is something we can all agree upon and make sure that enough also includes our planet and Mother Earth and our brothers and sisters, our sacred brothers and sisters everywhere.
Wow. You said that the Rose Circle will be a social media type platform. And you mentioned a couple of key things too here that I've written down in terms of right now, I see the division, especially in the social media world, Jane. It feels, just between politics and religion and whether you've had the vaccine or not, whatever it is, just to be able to respect one another's opinions and come to a safe place. Will this be a type of platform where people will interact? Can you tell us a little bit more about how they could interface? And then my next question after that is going to be, what are your thoughts about, Facebook and some of the other social media platforms, if you feel that they're healthy?
Sure. Well, yes, it's a sacred media platform, a vision that came, as I said, from a sacred higher place. I have never been somebody who used social media platforms, so this is actually quite funny. You know, God has such a sense of humor, divine love, the mother.
Yes.
I had to say, okay, why would I be the one to do this? But maybe I'm the one to do it because I do have, I have some really pure feelings about it. And I'll get to that second question after I elaborate a little bit more about what the sacred media platform will offer. It's very simply and very purely a place to be in unity in a spiritual community of your brothers and sisters, regardless of politics, religion, where you live, whether you're in the United States or Africa. It is a place where the Divine Mother in all of her precious forms, and I mean Mary, Magdalene, Blessed Mother, Holy Mother, Guadalupe, Tara, all the forms of the Divine Mother. Matri is what they call it. Matri. This is a place where there is Matri love. And that love is the most nourishing, healing, powerful love on the planet. And we need it right now. And that's what we will bring forward. And it's not going to be a place where judgment and this is a place of divine love. And anybody who wants to create unrest will not be on the Rose Circle. The Rose Circle is a place of love and a place of healing and a place of unity. And it's a place of the global humankind community. And absolutely, the conversations about Mother Earth and how we best love and heal her and regenerate her and elevate her and walk with her, because we can't have a home without her.
Right. Beautiful.
So, social media. Anyone who knows me will be giggling right now because how are you a visionary, a CEO of companies, creator of teams? These are all the blessings that I have been given and gifts that I've been given to bring to the world, create missions to go with those companies. How do you do all that and not have a social media account? I don't have any personal social media accounts except for LinkedIn. And I never have and never will. I don't want to say that something's healthy or unhealthy. What I know for me is that it is not a place where I grow and illuminate and become a better woman. I think there are so many important things that these platforms have brought to the world. We can find a child easier. We know if something bad is happening weather-wise, we can protect ourselves, get our families underground. We can know what's happening in another country. How can we help? There are so many positive things that have come from this new world of tech, digital tech, you know, IT, all of it that we're involved in. I know that. And I'm certainly, I don't have any way to judge whether it's good for the world or it is not. But what I do know is that there are a lot of things that have come out of it that have not been elevating for souls and individuals. And we have to continue to look at that. And we have to continue to look at what's true on these platforms and what is not. Because the truth will set you free. And that doesn't mean just me. That means all of us. We have to get back to truth.
Wow. I love what you said, Jane, specifically about healthy or you know, that you hate to label it unhealthy. It could serve, right? It has a purpose. So you've chosen not to, it sounds like obviously Facebook, the main ones, Instagram, you're not a part of. And you have obviously done some soul searching on why you've elected to stay off those, which I greatly value. So in terms of it is ironic that you will be starting a sacred social media circle. And I love you said judgment, that looking for a place where it's unity, which to me means no competition. That means collaboration. and working towards a common goal. So the goal, I think you really clearly stated too, is working with Mother Earth and divine love. Is there anything else for the listeners in terms of the rose circle that we could do, or the, you know, the rest of us right now just waiting as you start to form this? What's your timeline? Anything else that we can help you with?
Oh, well, we always welcome help, and we can, you know, give contact information. I'm Jane at therosecircle.com. And we don't have timing yet. We're working hard on it, and we're working hard to find the it's a different kind of investor we're looking for, because it's part for profit and part public charity. So we are getting our ducks in a row, getting ready to go out and speak to, you know, individuals, lots of women. You know, there are a lot of women in the world right now who really have been given the gift of great abundance, and they understand the responsibility that comes with that. And we hope to have audience with many of those beautiful women. And as far as the Rose Circle as a sacred media platform, that sacred media platform is the words that I was given and asked to bring forward. And we look at it like this is a family of sacred sisters and brothers coming together to speak about how we raise the vibration in this world of divine love, so that we can get to a place where we're joyful and happy and at peace with one another. It's a very stressful time all around the globe. There's more than we could ever say happening that is causing great tragic suffering. And it's up to all of us to turn that. And we can only do it one way, and that is through going back to the source of light and love, divine love, that is what we all are. And sex, money, power is not God. We, our goodness is God.
Yes. And I, sex, money, and power are not God. And I have told folks for a number, probably the last 2 years, Jane, that for me personally, I would love to start just not working so many hours and having a more balanced life. And in a way, living a little bit more like the Europeans. And I certainly don't want to say that I am grateful to live here in America. We have so many freedoms and just amazing things going on here. But at the same time, we're such a consumer-based group of people, and me included. I had to really look at that and make some changes in my lifestyle so that I could lead a more healthier life for myself. Anything too on that note, in terms of, you know, what you've been shared with helping Mother Earth, you know, balance, any other thoughts on the topic of balance?
Yeah, it's really going to all come back to every soul that is willing to listen and learn and really see where we are right now. What is the truth right now? And how can we change that together? Through regenerative acts of kindness, through compassionate acts of forgiveness. The three teachings that have been brought down to me are unconditional love, unconditional forgiveness, and unconditional equality. And there are thousands of teachings within those three topics that we're going to be calling out all over the globe. Bring your teaching on this. Tell us your story. Share with us who you forgave, how you did it, how impossible it felt 1 week before you got to that moment when you were able to forgive someone. And that actually changes everything in the world, that very act from one person. So it's going to take all of us loving, forgiving, and treating each other as equal children of God and equal children of Mother Earth. which I feel are all the same, the Divine Mother, God. Everybody can feel what, you know, whatever their higher power, their higher source, whatever that is that nourishes their soul and makes them a better person moment by moment. I have no philosophy on what that is. I just know what it is for me. But I do know that we have to all come together and make a collective commitment and devotion to changing all the conditioning we have about what men are, what women are, what color, you know, this person is, or that person, or size, or amount of money, or spiritual preference, or politics. All of that has to fall away. And we've got to just get back to seeing each other as sacred brothers and sisters.
Wow. I so agree, Jane. And in terms of, I was going to say, my teacher earlier on when I started down this path, and a book that I personally found incredibly helpful was How to Heal Your Life by Louise Hay, who speaks a lot about forgiveness and love and self-mirror work, where you look in the mirror and really truly look at yourself and, you know, say, I love you. Is there any teacher or book to just that has helped you along your journey?
Oh gosh, probably thousands. I've been, you know, I started recovery 40 years ago, and you know, gosh, The New Earth by Eckhart Tolle. Marianne Williamson, early on, I went to a church in New York City where she was teaching The Course in Miracles over 30 years ago. Just some of the things that she said changed my life. And there are just countless. I mean, Big Magic, page number 7 of Big Magic is there's a line in that is just precious about, you know, believing in what we see and hear and in our power. And in that empowerment is please know, I struggle with all of this. This is the human journey. But the human journey got off course. We got off course. We forgot about each other. And we really got conditioned on how much we could achieve and the more model. And now we can see that we've extracted so much from each other and from the earth and from our own souls along the way that we're depleted. And now it's a beautiful time to renew and replenish and regenerate. And we can do that. We can do it. It's just going to take a shift in our priorities and coming back to source and coming back to this benevolent universe that we've been so blessed to be a part of and to be given. And what are our responsibilities to each other and to this planet so that we can live in balance and harmony together, because we're not right now. And we have to change that. And it's up to us to change it. And I, you know, Jolene, I don't know how to say how. I just know that if we all get up every day and we look beyond what we do at work and the car we get into and what we're going to have for lunch and who we're having it with, and we truly think about how can we be of service to this world? What can we do to actually change the vibration of love and light in the world? It will start to illuminate something beyond our wildest dreams. It has to, and it will.
Well, it's like the ripple effect, isn't it? When we go out and do one act of kindness, it's amazing how that can transform somebody, and we don't know who it touches later that day. And a question, you mentioned Big Magic. Is that the book by Elizabeth Gilbert?
Yes.
Great. I wanted to make sure the listeners knew. I have the book. I will go look at that particular line. And in terms of renew, restore, regenerate, I mean, you touched on balance beautifully, and that's where I feel I'm at. And with the podcast, in terms of really wanting to share with the world, my mission specifically is to let people know that we have divine forces that are helping us behind the scenes I really believe we're supported, Jane, and I, it sounds like you do too, since you're receiving this information from divine source. And it really is going to require each of us to reconnect with that, our higher selves. And have you felt, I'm sure, you know, in terms of synchronicities, have you seen any synchronicities just unfold before you?
Oh gosh, I believe there's miracles around us every day in magic, in the sacred magic realm. If we just stay open and we believe, I mean, believing is what gets us there. Our faith is, the stronger it is. I never looked at my relationship with God as purely as I do at 61. It's just so simple now. Just like a plant or a friendship, it needs sun and water. I have to devote a good amount of time and energy, true devotion to it. And when I do, I see miracles everywhere. I just, little ones, big ones. I would love to just quote one off to you, but they used to hit me over the head, and now they're a gentle flow, really, of my daily life. And I just feel blessings all the time. And wow. Even with people that I just don't even know, or the person who's, you know, helping me at Whole Foods, and there's just a loving connection. And I think that's what you're talking about. Why you're doing this podcast is that what I heard, Jolene, and I'm so grateful to you for this, is that there's divine source and divine love in every one of us. And the way life has gone for a long, long, long time now, we've moved away from that source and have given the power to other sources and devotion to other sources that are not divine love and divine source. And we're starting to see that we have to root back in and truly live in this place of divine love in order for the collective change to happen. That one kind act spurs somebody later in the day to do something kind for someone else because of what you did for them in the morning.
Right. Synchronicities, I know when I let go and I do what you mentioned, which is a great, great tool, just daily devotion and spending time, quiet time, that sacred time where you listen to that internal wisdom. It's amazing how you are guided and what inspirations and ideas come and creativity come. So I think, you know, that's a great practice, Jane. No wonder that you have been gifted and as a visionary to be able to bring something forward with this type of divine love. I agree with you. The world needs it, especially right now. In terms of, you know, ending on a last note with the listeners, if you had to give yourself advice when you were younger, or to the listeners who maybe right now are feeling incredibly anxious about where with COVID or what they're dealing with, it could be an illness, whatever challenge they are faced with, you know, what words would you impart to a younger Jane or somebody struggling right now?
I think the most important thing that has happened for me over the last 40 years, and it's, you know, it's happened a day at a time, a moment at a time, is the ability to pause, to ask for help, to say a prayer to something that's greater than you. That vulnerability of truly listening, stopping, being in the silence of source, whatever the source of power greater than yourself is. For me, it's God. For me, it's Divine Mother. For me, it's, you know, the Holy Mother, Divine, Holy Father, Divine Mother. To really sit and rest in that when the world is spinning and you don't know what to do, our first response and reaction as humans is to just go and just start doing stuff, try to fix it, try to figure it out, try to think through it, use your mind. And now I'm so grateful after years and years and years of practice, and I don't do it perfectly. I do it very imperfectly, but I do know how to pause, and I do know how to rest in and ask God for help and ask beautiful sacred sisters and brothers around me for help, and to be vulnerable and to remember what a four-year-old once told me, a four-year-old, that silent and listen are the same letters. And when I can get silent and quiet and rest in the love of this power that is available at every moment to all of us, divine love, divine source, God, I do a lot better when I don't use my mind to try to think through things and try to control things and to really let go, just to really surrender and trust. And it's very hard to do. It sounds so simple, but it is in that place where we find our own peace and harmony in our own soul.
Wow, that is absolutely beautiful. And to have a four-year-old give you a message so wise like that, isn't that amazing? Kids are just so, their purity.
Yeah.
And ability to connect to the other side when they're little like that, they still don't have those filters. I certainly appreciate your time, Jane. You are such a wise soul, and I am so excited for your Rose Circle and Rose Gold, and I'll have your information. I'll also be sharing in the show notes just so everybody knows. And I will always remember courageous communication. So thank you for sharing all of this information today. I greatly value you.
Well, thank you so much. I felt your divine love really, really strongly. Thank you.
Wow. I don't know about you, but Jane certainly has inspired me. What an incredible calling. And what an incredible message that today, if each of us just reached out and did one regenerative act of kindness, or as she mentioned, compassionate act of forgiveness, or if we did that, how the world could change, living it just in the present moment and day by day. I appreciate you all being in this moment and tuning in greatly. So have a really amazing and blessed day.